Carols and Scriptures for Advent, a devotional songbook from the C.S. Lewis Institute. December 23rd, a reflection on What Child Is This? By Joe Combe, J.D., City Director of C.S. Lewis Institute, Virginia Beach, and Vice President for Development at the C.S. Lewis Institute. Quote, "You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." End quote. Luke chapter 1, verses 31 through 33. The title of this carol asks a question that each person will ultimately have to answer. It was the question on the mind of everyone who came to see the child who, quote, on Mary's lap is sleeping, end quote. The words to this carol were composed by William Dix around 1865. Dix was a successful insurance executive in Glasgow, Scotland, who suffered from illness and depression. Yet out of his depression, he penned these verses and married them with the music from a song composed in the 1500s titled Greensleeves. Greensleeves was a ballad about a gentleman longing for his love, Lady Greensleeves. Dix provides us with the answer to his question, quote, this is Christ the King, end quote. But what type of king is born in dark and dirty surroundings among animals? Instead of a royal guard, this carol tells us that Jesus' guard was made up of shepherds. Jesus' kingship is not like human kingships. His kingdom is not about strength, but meekness. It is not about power or money or reputation. It is about suffering. Each verse ends with the reminder that Jesus is a babe, a helpless child. He who is the bread of life, John chapter 6, verse 35, once cried out in hunger. He who is the living water, John 4, verse 10, once cried out from thirst. But we shouldn't let the circumstances of Jesus' birth fool us. A reminder of this comes from the conclusion of C.S. Lewis's The Chronicles of Narnia, when those loyal to Aslan are surrounded and forced into a small stable that they think contains the evil god Tash. Instead, they find another world, and Aslan's loyalists discover that with this stable, quote, its inside is bigger than its outside, end quote. This triggers Queen Lucy's remark that, quote, in our world, too, a stable once had something inside it that was bigger than our whole world, end quote. Let's pray. Almighty God, during this season, as many ask questions about the identity of Jesus and the meaning of Christmas, reveal yourself to us. Amen.